I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A disconcerting report is coming out of a fairly reliable North Korea watchdog source. According to them, the North Korean government's reportedly setting up fake underground churches and disguising national security agents as defectors to expose Christians. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's not a totally new strategy and urges prayer.
Continue to pray for wisdom and for discernment on the part of believers who work in such restricted nations. There is always the fear of discovery. You don't want to be controlled by fear. And these are really good prayers to be praying for our brothers and sisters, that the Lord would rule and not fear.
Meanwhile, peace talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been delayed until January 6th to allow for all parties to be involved. President Joseph Kabila is under pressure from the United Nations to find a political solution to end years of fighting. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says countrywide peace will allow transportation to improve, allowing Grace Ministries to get in to visit these churches.
There are areas that we have not visited for a number of years where we have churches in the interior.
And in Moscow, the Muslim population's grown from 1 to up to 20% in 15 years. The International Mission Board says 3.5 million of those people are immigrants from Asia who have little chance of hearing the gospel in their own language. The immigrants are looking for better paying jobs, but IMB hopes they'll also be able to hear the gospel too. A strategist for the IMB is helping Southern Baptists meet this need. Pray for Russia as it reacts to this new wave of change. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.